Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Well, where were you when you heard that President Kennedy had been shot? And most Americans who were alive on Friday afternoon, November 22nd, 1963, can tell you exactly where they were, what they were doing, and when they got that awful news. And I sure remember that early afternoon when I was playing volleyball with fellow members of the 801st Intelligence Detachment at the corner of the area of Fort Bragg Smoke Bomb Hill that had been assigned to the 5th Special Forces Group. Somebody came out of our unit's office to say, "Hey, something's happened to the president." Well, we kept on playing. We didn't appreciate how serious that something might turn out to be. But we were already anxious because Kennedy had a close relationship with the Special Forces, and people in our unit, some of them, remembered that he was our friend. Kennedy had appreciated the role of behind-the-lines guerrillas, and he was also facing the challenges of developing a capacity to train local forces for counterinsurgency operations. So after a visit to Fort Bragg in 1961, Kennedy is the one who gave the Special Forces authority to wear the Green Berets, and that's what became their trademark. And he ordered an increase in size from 800 soldiers to about 5,000 of them. And if it hadn't been for those two decisions, I would have never worn a Green Beret. But the expansion of the Special Forces opened the door for some of us who never would have made it earlier or later. And so when I arrived at Fort Bragg in the late summer of 1963, there was a shortage of berets, and the only one I could find really didn't fit. It flopped all over and looked silly to others, but I didn't care. It was my Green Beret. Well, back to the president situation. When we in that volleyball game learned how serious it was, we stopped. We gathered around a radio to follow the news from Dallas. I was thinking back, and I remember the words of hatred I'd heard about Kennedy the year before at college graduation, when parents of some of my classmates ranted about the evil course the president was taking. "He's worse than Franklin Roosevelt," they agreed. And then a few months earlier, during training, a fellow student officer of mine, he's from the Deep South, made no secret of his disrespect. He talked about his hatred for Kennedy and how he would welcome the opportunity to kill him and would thereby become a hero in his mind. For a moment there on that volleyball court, I wondered if that young officer might have had something to do with what was happening in Dallas, and I felt very guilty for not reporting his disloyal remarks when I heard them. Well, finally, we learned that the president was dead, and I assumed that our commander would cancel a party that he'd planned for that evening. But that commander had been around for a long time, and in his experience in wartime, death was routine, and when it happened, you had to soldier on. So the party went on, but none of us could shake the weight of the gloom that sunk down on us. Remember that day? I will never forget. This is D.G. Martin.